This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. TSA officers who kept working through the government shutdown are getting more than just a thank you. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with me live. Tom, I understand they're getting a major bump in pay.
That's right, Matt. National Security Secretary Kristi Noem handed out $10,000 bonus checks to TSA officers at Bush Airport on Thursday. Noem even praised TSA officer Reiko Walker for his commitment.
He's also a member of the National Deployment Force, which means that he takes on extra responsibilities at TSA. He not only fulfilled every one of his hours during this shutdown, but he also was more than willing to take on extra shifts.
All right. Meanwhile, things are still not back to normal at local airports this morning. 21 flights reportedly canceled at Bush Airport, 15 canceled at Hobby. Matt.
All right. A committee of state lawmakers examining free speech on campus held their first hearing yesterday. It was formed in the wake of the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Republican State Senator Paul Bettencourt says there is a, quote, lack of civil discourse around Kirk's death.
The tearing of the social fabric that it exposed, which was already fraught and frayed and frothy, has made a committee like this a very important discussion that we're going to have in Texas and, quite frankly, in the United States.
Some Republican lawmakers have demanded the firing of educators and public officials who publicly criticized Kirk or made light of his death. Houston ISD state-appointed Board of Managers approved more than $180 million in bonds last night to finance construction of a new career and technical education center. The move comes 1 year after voters rejected a $4.4 billion bond package for the district, which included funding for technical centers. The board also voted to approve a settlement agreement with former Chief of Human Resources Jessica Naaman. She was removed from her position in September after roughly 2 years in the role. In a statement, Naaman says she, quote, could not be prouder of her accomplishments. More than 100,000 shoppers are expected to visit Houston's Nutcracker Market through this weekend. Our Michael Atkinson reports from opening day of the market at the NRG Center.
It's a packed room here inside the NRG Center, and it'll likely stay that way through Sunday. The 45th annual Nutcracker Market is expected to raise more than $6 million for the Houston Ballet, and millions more go toward individual vendors like Aaron Elliott and Debbie Rank, the owners of Two Tequila Sisters, a custom denim jacket seller.
This is like the moneymaker. I mean, critical. It's critical. It's more than just the sale itself. It's the ability to market to this many women at one time in your local hometown is just invaluable.
To avoid lines, the best time to go is in the afternoon or on Sunday. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster and the Houston Ballet's website. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Currently 63 degrees here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high of 82 this afternoon. No rain in the forecast this weekend. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.